Vi ste uz SBS na srpskom. Pronađite još interesantnih priloga na sbs.com.au/srbijan.
We're very grateful to be joined today by Jess Collins, who is talking to us from somewhere deeply affected by this crisis. Jess, thank you for speaking to us. Where exactly are you calling us from?
That's no problems at all. So I'm calling you from Cobargo, down on the far south coast of New South Wales.
And Cobargo has been extensively in the media recently because it has been very much affected by the fires that have gone through. What's the situation looking like now? The crisis point really was around New Year's. It's been 2 weeks since then. Is there some sort of improvement?
Yeah, at the moment we've had lots of improvements actually. The grass is starting to get greener, all that type of stuff. But on the other hand as well, there's a lot of long-term effects from these bushfires that have come through. Like, we have a lot of people in our area that are without houses and power. Like, power has come on to the CBD of Cobargo itself, but all the way out the back of Yarri and Wandjella, they could be looking at 6 months, if not longer, before they get power put back on.
And that's interesting that you bring that up when you say the main part is sort of the centre is coming together. But when you look at smaller towns just outside Cobargo, they're not doing maybe as well as the bigger centres that media has drawn attention to. What are some towns and communities just outside that are still looking for external help?
Well, at the moment, I know like the Yarri Valley out the back, Wandjella Valley out the back, and Cooligalite just east of Cobargo, they don't have power. Corma is a little rural town just south of Cobargo as well, about 10k south, and they still don't have power as far as I know as of today. And we don't know how long before they get power as well.
And have you been in contact with government, state government, federal government, on making sure that all these communities are reached, not just the sort of epicentre of the problem?
Yes, as far as I know, we have had government bodies and all that coming through our place. But honestly, I can't tell you who has walked through and who hasn't, because I've pretty much just been flat out and haven't had time to stop and say hello to anybody.
And when you say you're flat out, where exactly are you stationed?
Okay, so I'm running the supermarket thing. So we, in our relief centre, we've got the Cobargo Bushfire Relief Centre, and I'm running the supermarket, well, we've called it a supermarket, and the big pavilion hall at the showground. And that's where all our donations and supplies and everything have come in. And I've just had an amazing amount of volunteers that have come from everywhere. Like, a bloke was there, Andy has come up from Geelong for 4 days to help out. There's just people that are travelling through that are helping out, and they're all helping us unpack supplies, get stock onto the tables, so all these people that are in the affected areas can help themselves to all this free stuff that's been donated.
So you guys are dealing with goods donations, which is something that has been sort of a topic. Governments are asking people to stay clear of goods donations. Do you see the goods donations and monetary donations being put into full effect in affected areas?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. So everything that we've had come through at the moment has been amazing. We ourselves have tried to put a stop to it, because we've just had too many donations come through at once that we can't physically stock it all ourselves. But it's just been amazing, like, to see the Australian communities and the Australians just get together and rally to help these small communities out that have lost pretty much nearly everything. It's just been amazing.
And Jess, if you don't mind me asking, what is your story? You're in Cobargo helping. You're a local?
Yes. So I'm born and bred Cobargo. I moved away a few years ago. I moved to Goulburn with my family, and that because just for work opportunities come up. So we moved away. And then we go home down the coast there as much as possible. And we went home for Christmas. And before we knew it, the bushfires were coming through, and we had to protect our farm. So it's pretty scary and crazy, I tell you.
And in terms of who is helping out on the ground, like you said, it is mostly volunteers, and it is people such as yourself, locals, that themselves are going through a tough time, but still finding time to put aside to help other people. What would you like to see happen next, on sort of maybe a more official level?
On a more official level, I think it's the people that have lost everything are the ones that need the help now. Like, we do have some of the Red Cross, we do have some of the disaster welfare through, and I think they're all counsellors, so they've absolutely been amazing. So if somebody has a problem or something, or if they've lost everything, they can go and talk to them, and then they will pop up to our, like, the supermarket in the area, and they will get care packages together. They've been doing house visits. Like, we've got a lot of people that are still on their farms living in tents because of their animals and that. Like, they can't pack up all their animals and move to the showgrounds and that. So next, the main thing that the government should probably be doing is helping those people that have lost everything to find a stable way that they could probably even stay on their property, that's some sort of weatherproof, some sort of comfort for them until insurance claims come through and they can rebuild and that type of stuff.
And that's really the next big challenge, and one that isn't spoken about much just yet, because it, I think, looking too far into the future in this case can probably be extremely overwhelming for people in the crisis and for government as well.
Yeah.
But how long and how much effort do you think it's going to take to rebuild some sort of normal life for communities, not just in Cobargo and surrounding towns, but throughout New South Wales, Victoria, South Australia, all the states that have been affected?
It would probably take a long time, because the people themselves have lost a lot of stuff. And like, for us down the coast there as well, like, they're little coastal towns. So their Christmas that we've just had, is the tourism that comes to us through Christmas is what the shops survive off for the rest of the year. And they haven't had this year. So this crisis that these people are in, it's going to go on for a long time, I think.
And the Serbian community, not just the Serbian community, but speaking as part of, you know, SBS Serbian, and on behalf of them, I know that we get so much interest, so many messages, so much support, people wanting to know what they can do. You just mentioned that tourism is the main source of livelihood for a lot of these towns that are being affected. There are campaigns going around about local tourism. What's a way that someone that might not be able to donate a huge sum of money, or might not be able to come down, but in the long run, what would you suggest that communities can come together and try to do to help people get back on their feet?
Oh, just visit the areas. Like, I know Cobargo's been affected majorly, but Bermagui and the coastal and that type of stuff, they've got power. I'm pretty sure they're running waters and everything's fine. But just, it's hard, because it's like I say, like, visit the areas, like, buy petrol from their service stations, buy a loaf of bread or a pie from the bakery, call in and get a coffee from the coffee shops. But also, like, I know Cobargo itself, we've got a hay fund that we need funds to go into, so we can supply all our farmers with hay while they rebuild in the long term. And GoFund account that we've also got as well for to build our community back up, because our Cobargo show is not running, and our Cobargo Folk Festival that's at the end of February as well is not running. So that's two major events that our community has every year that aren't running this year.
Yeah, so it's about finding ways to help people then go on and help themselves and get back to some sort of
normality. It's pretty crazy, I tell you.
Thank you so much, Jess, for coming on the program and for speaking about that. And obviously we will keep up to date with the situation and keep community up to date, because like I said, there is a lot of interest to help, and I think Australians are definitely coming together to try and do something about this really horrible situation.
Yeah. And that's no problems at all. Thank you for having me.
Dajte like, podelite, komentarišite, pratite SBS Serbian Facebook profil.